This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The U.S. Senate has voted to confirm President Trump's nominee, Judge Brett Kavanaugh, as an Associate Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court.
Mr. Cornyn.
In a vote interrupted several times by chants of protest in the Senate gallery, the final tally late Saturday was 50-48. The vote follows weeks of intense debate and contentious hearings in which Kavanaugh defended himself against charges he sexually assaulted California professor Christine Blasey Ford when both were teenagers outside Washington. Kavanaugh has denied all those charges. The vote fell largely along party lines, with West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin crossing the divide to vote in favor of Kavanaugh. Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska voted president, or present, that is. Montana Senator Steve Daines did not vote because he was attending his daughter's wedding. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Tokyo, the first stop of his three-day tour of East Asia. He met Saturday with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and with its foreign minister Taro Kono about his upcoming visit to North Korea. Pompeo said it is important that U.S. allies be unified in pressuring North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons program. The secretary meets with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Sunday. Around 50 people were killed and another 100 suffered serious burns when a fuel tanker collided with a vehicle in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Roads in the Central African nation are notoriously bad after years of war and neglect. This is VOA News. Aid agencies are gearing up for a major relief operation to help the survivors of the earthquake and tsunami in central Sulawesi, Indonesia. The magnitude 7.5 earthquake struck just over a week ago and killed more than 1,600 people. The death numbers continue to climb. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration has deployed three experts in disaster relief to Sulawesi to oversee its extensive relief operation. IOM spokesman Paul Dillon says a priority will be to reach people in hard-hit areas that remain inaccessible.
Part of the problem is the areas that are closest to the tsunami, where the tsunami hit hardest, are literally buried in mud. So you have people circling those areas trying to get in, but it's literally inaccessible.
The Indonesian Red Cross operation is focusing on finding shelter for the displaced, on providing medical care, and on tracing and reuniting families who have been separated by the disaster. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pope Francis said that silence on sexual abuse cases in the Catholic Church can no longer be tolerated. He has ordered a thorough study of all documents in Vatican offices that concern former U.S. Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who resigned in July. We get details from Sabina Castelfranco in Rome.
Pope Francis declared in a statement Saturday that the Church has to tackle the great scourge of abuse within and beyond the institution. He added both abuse and its cover-up can no longer be tolerated, and said the Church has a duty to prevent such crimes from being committed in the future to the harm of the most innocent and most vulnerable in society. The Pope, who has refused so far to comment on accusations, he was aware of misdeeds and abuse committed by former American Cardinal Theodore McCarrick long before he accepted his resignation in July, now has called for an investigation of the paper trail on his case. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Art prankster Banksy has struck again. A work by the elusive street artist apparently self-destructed in front of startled auction goers Friday. As Karen Chamas reports for AP, that happened moments after it sold for more than $1 million.
The spray-painted canvas Girl with Balloon went under the hammer at Sotheby's in London, fetching more than three times its pre-sale estimate and equaling a record price for the artist. Then, as an alarm sounded, it ran through a shredder embedded in the frame, emerging from the bottom in strips. Sotheby's, which had noted before the sale that the work's ornate gilded frame was an integral element of the artwork chosen by Banksy himself, expressed surprise at the incident. The auction house said it was in discussion about next steps with the buyer. Some art market watchers have suggested the work could be worth even more in its shredded state.
That's Karen Chamas of AP, and I'm David Byrd.